Okay, so I'll spend a little time to talk about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and it all begins with Pesukim and Chumash. This is the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur. So we should get ourselves familiar with the Seder Avoda. You go from the Pesukim and Chumash, and you have the Perushim of the Rishonim on the Pesukim and Chumash, and you have, of course, the Mishnayis and Yuma, and then the Sugyas and Yuma, and then the Rambam, and so on. And you have, of course, the Piyutim, that we have, the various Piyutim. The one that's more complicated is Amitz Koach. The one that's a little easier to read is Atapananta. Whatever you say, you should have at least an idea of what you're saying. Maybe what I'll do now is something very interesting. As a meta shot of the Gra that answers a number of the Yukim in the Pesukim. So for tomorrow, if you want to be prepared a little bit for the Pesukim and the actual ins and outs of the Seder Avodah, look through all the Pesukim, if you haven't yet, with Rashi. If you want to get Mishnayis Yuma, look through that, just the relevant Prakim, Perek Gimel mostly, and on. To go through, you know, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Iker, the second Tevila, but obviously branch out. So there's a Masora that we have that there were five Tevilos of the Kohen Gadol and 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that occurred on this day. And therefore, he started out with his regular clothing. He changes to Big Day Zav and he does certain Avodas then. Tamid Shel Shachar, for example, changes to Big Day Lavan and he's going to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim twice and one Tevila. And then he wears the Big Day Lavan, the four Begadim. And then he's going to do the major part of Avodas Hayom, which involves the various Kabbanos that we'll go into tomorrow in more detail. There's a power of the Kohen Gadol himself, right? There's a two Se'irim, one is La'Zazel, one is La'Shem. These are Avodas of Lefnai V'Lefnim. There was a Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim, a special Ketores of Yom Kippur. There was the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSar LaShem. So he three times during the second tefillah, he enters Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a certain sequence of how he did it. He did Hagrala, he did Viduyim. Again, we'll do that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Go through step by step. This is all the second tefillah. Then you have the third tefillah. And then he does other Avodos that were with Big Day Zav, not Lefnai V'Lefnim. Again, we'll flesh out the details tomorrow, exactly what was done each time. Then he changes back to Big Day Lavan. For what reason? To take out the Kafel Machta. He was the first time he entered Kodesh HaKadoshim. By the second tefillah, he left the Kafel Machta of the Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he has to remove that. And that's for the fourth tefillah. And then he goes back to Big Day Zav, and he finishes up. Again, we have to fill in the blank. What he finishes up? With Big Day Zav, and then Yantapai Ose Kohen Gadol, and so on. That's the way it looks. Altogether, five tefillos and 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. That's the Masorah. Now, again, there's one pasuk that's very, very striking and very strange and seemingly out of order. And that's the pasuk that says, Uba Aaron Olam Moed. Ufash as Big Day Abad. Perek Tev Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Says right after, this is written right after the Sar LaZazel was sent out. Shirach ben Ishti Amidbara, the Nasa Sar of Kabbalah Eretz Gezeira. Rav Shirach Sabat. So he sends out the Sar LaZazel. Now, it says in the pasuk, Aaron comes to the Ol Moed and he takes off the Big Day Abad and he leaves him there. Sounds like he's doing it right now. So there's nothing more to do with Big Day Lavan, right? Then he comes out. He says he changes. He goes to mikvah. The Lovas Begadav, and then he's going to do the Olasa Olasa Am. This is the third tefillah. Sounds like there's no fourth tefillah. And then, of course, if you read the pasuk like it's written right now, so then that's it. Avodas Yom Kippur had in it the Big Day Lavan with everything described, and it's over. And then whatever is left is described as it continues, right? But now, Chazal have a tradition that there were five tefillos. So in order to accommodate that, this pasuk has to be seen as out of sequence. Exactly where you put it, it's a whole tumult, but Rashi already points out, Amar Rabbi Seinu, She'enzim mekomo shel mikra zeh, Nasu tamu devayim, Besachas yuma, Va'amru kol pashakua, Nemra ala seder, Chutz mi biyazushi, Acha asiyas alasa v'lasa am, Torah Simuri Pavisoriv Shinasim Bachutz Bigdizav. So there's going to be more being done Bigdizav, and then there's going to be a change back to Bigdilavan, and that's this pasuk. And what does it mean for Aaron Omoed? What's he doing to Omoed? Stam taking off his clothing? And so this, he's going in to take out the Kafu Machdu. And that's the Tefillah Revi'is. So the obvious Pella is, so why does the Torah do this? Why does the Torah put this pasuk where it doesn't belong? And we have to figure out that this is really going on a later point in the Seder Avoda. And the Torah puts it here, connected to the Siyum of the second Tefillah, and really this is a fourth Tefillah, and it belongs later. So the Ramban tries his way, maybe we'll speak it out a little bit, whatever. You can see on your own how to work into the why the Torah does it. So there's a very incredible Vart of the Gra that I share with you. But this Gra is quoted in a lot of different places. Neshech Chachma quotes it in the beginning of Achrimos. It's quoted in the Kohel Yo, which is the Kutim of the Gra. But perhaps the most famous and comprehensive place where it's quoted is, of all places, in the back of the Sefer Chachmas Adam, that's the Sefer written by the Chai Adam on Yerodea. After he finishes his whole Perush in Yerodea, Hilchus Avelus is where it ends, he has like a page, and a little more than a page, and just, it's damn interesting, because we spoke before about Misa Sadikim, he writes, Amru Chazal, is how he writes, right after his last halacha that he has in Chachmas Adam, Kishem Shema Kippur Mechaper, Kach Misa Sadikim Mechaperes. And then he brings this pshat right after that. It's like unrelated to anything, but this is what he has. The parashas achrimos yesh redaktik harbe. So now he's going to pile on six new kashas besides the kasha of the Gra that I just told you. Now you have to really have a chumash in front of you carefully, and you see an incredible thing. Kasha number one. Mishuna parashas zumni parashas tibat Torah. Typically, the Torah gives you a series of karbanos. The Torah will start by saying, on this day, on this calendar day, you will bring this. We have, every time we bring, we call the Karbi Musaf. Yesterday, Rosh Hashanah, right? Vachodesh Hashvi be'echad l'chodesh, dekravtem vasisem ola. And whatever other day, vakravtem ola. First, the Torah tells you the date, and then the karbanos that you bring. Here you have the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, but there's no mention at the beginning of the parasha of the day and the time when it's being done. You would expect the Torah should say, on Asiri to Chodesh Hashvi, so then, Bezos Yovar Noah Kodesh. Instead, Bezos Yovar Noah Kodesh, and brings a whole series of Karbanos and Avodos, and only afterwards does the Torah mention the time. Right, that's later. If you look later in the parasha here, the whole thing is 34 psukim, right, from the beginning of Achrimos. V'ha'isol lachem l'chukas olam pasuk chav tes v'chodesh hashvi v'ha'isol lachem l'chukas olam. Now we know when it is. Isn't that odd? It doesn't tell us in the beginning. It tells us only afterwards. Kasha number two. It says, "V'chiper haKohen asher yimshach oso." This is a pasuk, Lamed Beis. V'chiper haKohen asher yimshach oso. V'shamar yas yodo chayim tachas aviv. So, why does it have to say Aaron, 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 Aaron the whole time? It's telling you here it was okay. Torah waits to do the details when it is. So now, v'chiper haKohen. So no, it's a Kohen. Which Kohen? Hashayim shachoso. Who's that? That's called Kohen Gadol. Hashayim Marias Yado. That's the Kohen Gadol. So why is the whole parasha keep going, Aaron this, Aaron this? Yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. V'ikriv Aaron es HaSoyer. It tells you the Karbanos, and then tells you when it is, and it's V'chipa Kohen Hashayim shachoso. So that, so we know it's a Kohen Gadol. So why is it telling you all along, Aaron, Aaron, Aaron? It tells you later, it's a Kohen Gadol. Another question. Third question. One of the karbanos brought is an ayil le'ola. The zos yobo aron al kodesh, befar ben bakar chatas, v'ayil le'ola. Kal Yisrael, they have shnei siri izim l'chatas, v'ayil echad le'ola. So we have so far one ayil, that was Aaron's ayil. Par ben bakar chatas, v'ayil le'ola. And then Ayo of the Am. If you look at Parshas Pinchas, which we're going to read for the Maftah Yom Kippur, so there's more kabbanas that you have to tag on that were brought on Yom Kippur. And what is the Musaf of Yom Kippur? So if you look there right after the Parsha we heard yesterday, Rosh Hashanah, so you have Uba'asa Chodesh Vazeh, they craft him Ola, this is in Pinchas Chavtes Ches, Par Ben Bakar Echad, Ayo Echad, Vasa B'nei Shana Shiva, and then a Seir Izim Echad Chates. So now you have an additional, seemingly an additional what? One par, one aisle, seven kvasim, and a soil chatas. Right, so that would mean an additional 10. But wait a second. Maybe the aisle here, the one aisle, is the same aisle that's over here that we have in Parshas Achrimos. So that's Machokas Tanoim. Rabbi's shita is that it was really the same aisle. In other words, when it says aisle here, Ayel Chad Le'ola, it's really the Ayel of the Musaf. So why does the Torah do that? Why did, you could have told me everything here. Like, why does the Torah take one of the Kabbanas in the Musaf and put it in Achrimos? Kasha number 4. It says, V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam, Pasuk Chav Tes. And then, Pasuk Gam and Dalet, V'haysa zos lachem l'chukas olam. Why are you repeating it? It says, V'ayisalchem chukasalam, and V'ayisalchem chukasalam. Why are you repeating it? You have the chumash upon you, right? You see what I'm referring to? Kasha number 5. First it says, V'ayisalchem, and then it says, V'ayisalchem. Why later it says, zos? And the last kasha, kasha number 6, right at the end, V'yash kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does it mean? And Aaron did what Hashem commanded, meaning what? That he did the avodah on Yom Kippur. Course, why wouldn't he? So Rashi asked that kasha. Rashi is kishigia Yom Kippur asa kesedu azeh. So why is it a chiddush? Rakit shbacho shel Aaron shelo yilov shel bigdulaso el kimkaim zeres nelach. Okay, Rashi has a vort. He didn't do it for his own gaiva. He did it to be loyal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Lamai said it's a difficult thing. Why is it vayasker? So to answer this, these six kashas, we bring the groin. Now, what is the Gra bothered by? The Gra is bothered by one kasha, the kasha we started with. Uva Aaron el Moed. Why is it doing in the middle of there? If it's later on, why is it written over there? So the Gra says the following, Yisol, based on the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah, Parashas Achrimos, says, it says, Ayyaba v'cho eis el HaKodesh. So the Medrash says, Lo eis l'shana v'lo l'zayin shanim. Ella v'cho shah shirotza lichnos yichnos. Rak sheyikones b'seder hazeh. Ad kan de Medrash. Medrash says that Aaron had the license to go into Kodesh HaKadashim any day he wanted, provided he follows the prescription of these karbanos outlined here. Amazing chiddush. It's not just Yom Kippur. For Aaron. This is against Rashi and Chumash, because Rashi merely comments on the Pasuk, Bezos Yovo Aaron Ella Kodesh, Pasuk Gimel. The Afzu Lo Becholes, Kiyem Yoma Kippurim, Kemosh Mefurish Besofa Parasha, Bechodesh Hashvi Basel Chodesh. Rashi takes it, puts it all together. It says later, it's happening on Asara Betishrei. So, Bezos Yovo Aaron Kodesh on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, no. The Medrash says, Aaron can do it any time. You'll ask me, the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, the Chiper Aaron HaKanos of Achas Bashana, part of the Avodas is to go in and put the Dam on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, Achas Bashana. So, according to this, it could be any time. That's the Chiv. The Chiv is Achas Bashana Yom Kippur. But if he wants, he can come. So says the Meshach Chachma, also beginning of our Parsha. That's a Chiv, Achas Bashana. But the Medrash is telling us that Aaron had a right to do this any time. Comes out, other Kohanim Gedolim could only be Yom Kippur. But Aaron could be any time. As long as he follows this avodah. Says the Gra, if that's the case, Uva Aaron El Moed is perfect. Why? Because here we're still holding with Aaron. We're not, you're talking about what's going to be Ledorus for the Kohen Gadol. This whole section, until you get to the later Pasuk, V'yisa L'chem Chukas Olam, this is all the Seder that Aaron HaKohen would have to follow in the Mishkan at any time. Now, the Kabbalah that Chazal had, that there have to be 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddushei Darim Ragayim, which is why we have to make that Pasuk fit for afterwards, to accommodate that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that's only for Yom Kippur L'doros. But this, right now, is written, so for that, we have to put the Pasuk in a different place. But for Aaron coming in any given time, it is exactly where it belongs, that Pasuk. Because there's no, then you need 5 tefillos. So then he finishes the Seder of Big Day Lavan, and Nemela, it's done. So everything follows, and then the other avodah is done. You don't need 5 tefillos. Now we understand, let's go answer all the different kashas, right? So I guess we can go, yeah. The Torah, he goes in order, okay? Kasha number 1 and kasha number 2. Why doesn't it begin in the beginning of the Seder, at the beginning and say it's on the 10th of Tishrei? Because it's not. It's any time, right? He can go any time. So that's why it doesn't say, it says Aaron until now. So afterwards, that answers the first two kashas. Kasha number 3 was what? Why is it her pull the aisle out from the Musafin? The answer is the Musafin are only brought on Yom Kippur. But here we're talking about Aaron coming any other day. So when Aaron comes the other day, he has to bring that one ayah. It's the same ayah. But the other kabbanos of the Musaf are only for Yom Kippur, Lidoros. But the ayah is the same. Therefore, the ayah has to be mentioned because that's part of what Aaron had to do. So that's why the Torah mentions the ayah. What's the kasha number 4 and number 5? And again, so he says, because it's a new parsha. It doesn't say, sounds like it's going on before. Now it's a new Indian. Adkan was Aaron. Now we're shifting. So, now we're talking about Doros. Now we're talking about the Kohen Hashayim Shachoso. So it's a new Indian. Adkan me Aaron, b'chol yom. Now Indian Chadash, b'chol shazet ta'anu. It's a new Inyan. Something new. It's not connected. Not Zos. The Torah is now telling us. And now the Torah says, Zos lachem. I just told you about Yom Kippur. I gave you a little bit of background about Yom Kippur. That on this day. Now we're talking about Yom Kippur. Until now we weren't talking about Yom Kippur. Pasuk Chav Tes. On Chodesh HaShvi Basel HaChodesh, I want to tell you something. You have a mitzvah inui. You have an Issa Melacha. And you know what else I want you to know? There's going to be a Kohen Gadol, and what should he do? What I just told you, but what Aaron can do any given time with his regimen, this is what the one who personifies Aaron can do on Yom Kippur. That's why he says afterwards. Yeah, it's incredible. Vart Mamish takes the parsha and lights it up. Says the Meshech Chachma, this goes beautifully with a Sfarnu. The Sfarnu says at the end of Parshas Emor, by the I know, coming to the end. I see I have only 5 minutes left. It's fine. Okay, it's gonna work.
Six
minutes. Okay, we'll fit it. Says the Sfarnu. Yara, it says that the Hadlokas Haneros and Tavas Haneros Yarachos so Aaron. It says Lemaisa, it didn't need Aaron. It could be Kasha the Kohen Hedyot. Lemaisa Chazal say even Azar could do it, but he says Kohen Hedyot could do it. Lidoros, but it says Aaron. Why is it Aaron here by the Hadlokas Haneros? He amnam kol yemei hamidbar, haye inyan hamishkan bechol yom ki inyanu lidoros biyom kippurim. Says the Sparnu, the Mishkan, the period of the Mishkan was the bechin of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the Ashres Hashchin of the Anan. That it should be Maisak Torres, Vadlokas Aneros, Bo, Hanasim, Bifnim, Nasim, Adi Koin Gado, Kimosha Nasim, Lidoros, Vyoma Kippurim. Just like the Doros, the Koin Gado would be the one doing the Avoda on Yom Kippur, so the Mishkan had a bechin of Yom Kippur every single day. Says the Meshech Chachma, that Sparno explains the Gra. And just to end with this, because we're learning Meshech the Gittin after all, so Daf Samach and Gittin, the Gemara mentions, and the Gemara Gittin? No? So the Gemara has a list of 8 parashas, no one wrote a Gemara Gittin. 8 parashas were said on a certain day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, Rav Levi said there were 8 parashios, and it lists what they are. One of the parashios is Achrimos. This section of Vodashim HaKippurim was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The question is, why was it said Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Rashi there says, it's for Yom Kippur, but they had to know already now, they were hearing about the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer and Chumash points out that according to the Gra, it's beautiful, because it didn't have to wait for Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen could go any time. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is HaKamas HaMishkan. Going forward, you could pick a day, Aaron HaKohen. You could pick Beis Nisan, you could pick Beis Iyar, you could pick whatever day. You have this license to go in. So therefore, as soon as the Mishkan was dedicated, Hashem didn't have to wait to give the Parshas of Yom Kippurim closer to Yom Kippur. Because since the bulk of the Parshas for Aaron Bizman of the Mishkan, so therefore, as soon as the Mishkan was dedicated, this Inyan, this Parsha was said. So therefore, it explains why that Gemara mentions this in the list of 8 Parshas. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, try to look at the Rambam, the Vodashim Kippurim, the Shnayis, whatever you can do, get yourself a little bit comfortable with this. Seder Avodah, we'll try to go through, step by step, and as far as maybe the Piyutim as well, if we get to that.